You are now listening to Ride With Me, the Flat Tyranny Podcast.
Welcome to Ride With Me, episode 52. Today is May 22, 2021. Today on the podcast, my buddy Roger and Chris is on the phone. Let's see how that works out today. Say hi, gentlemen.
Hello, hello. What's up, guys?
Yo, what's going on?
Not much, man. Freaking just here. Roger came over. Freaking, he's having some beers already. Yeah. They're cleaning out my refrigerator since no one's ever comes by anymore to drink.
He's got the baby Modelos, bro. I mean, you know, it's like, shoot.
I got him the Modelitos. That's all I have.
These are fun, I guess, you know. Give it to my kid.
I'm going
to
do. I would show you or tell you guys what I'm drinking on the way home, but I don't want to get in trouble.
Should you be driving and drinking?
Hey, that's none of your business. Let's just stick to the podcast.
That's right.
Oh, so pretty much going to be pick on Andy today, huh? Fuck it. Anyway,
hey, that'd be a good podcast, huh?
Well, there you go, right here. We got 20 minutes to bullshit, so bullshit. Anyways, where you at right now? On the 71 freeway heading home?
I'm on the 71 freeway, about to get the 91. I'm probably about 15 minutes away from home. Took me about an hour and 20 to get home today. I was coming off of the city of Rosemead.
That's fucking crazy.
Right over here. That's off the 210. Over here in Rosemead, right? Or are you in like the 60?
Yeah, depending.
60 or the 210?
Yeah, it's off the 60 and the 10. It's right next to the 10, but I could have picked the 60. I could have picked the 10. Either way, you're fucked. It doesn't matter. You're still going to be on the freeway for an hour.
You get paid for the drive? Or just when you get to the job, like, okay, now my time starts?
Now we get the mileage.
Oh, okay.
Going home, we don't get that mileage. Coming into work, you don't get that mileage. Once you hit that first account,
no,
you get that mileage. But I go everywhere from, I could be in 1 minute, I could be in Pasadena, the next minute I'll be in Santa Monica.
You wanted to be a manager.
Yeah, I wanted to be that supervisor.
Wait. I thought you said Chris is nothing. He said, oh, no, he's nothing yet. He's just Chris. He's my friend.
No, he's a supervisor.
Oh, he's your supervisor.
Not my supervisor.
Oh, that's why you say he's nothing, because he's not your supervisor.
He's not my supervisor.
Oh, okay.
No, if I was a supervisor, he'd be fired already.
You hear what he said? That's right.
Really, Chris?
So we do agree on his workmanship. Okay.
This would be a full time job doing a podcast.
That's right.
Maybe this was a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, those long drives, man.
So what's up? What are we talking about today? What's the topic of the day?
Well, you wanted to talk about the difference between us as kids compared to kids nowadays. So, like I said, Roger brought up that similar conversation a few weeks ago, and I'm like, wait a minute, Chris said the same shit, so why don't we have both of you on here and talk about the difference between, because Roger's stories are kind of funny. They're funny. When he tells a story, they're funny. For the record, to my listeners, he's joking, people.
He's joking. Half the time.
I was asked if you were on crack because of the last episode. Was he on drugs? Roger.
Half the time. I'm just kidding.
I'm like, no, that's Roger.
Chris, you have your own kids, or are you just kids in general that you're talking about?
I got my own kids. I got an 18 and a 5-year-old. And then also just in general of like growing up and growing up as a kid, you know?
Yeah. What'd you get? You get the belt? You get a branch? What'd you get?
I got everything from a belt, a spoon, an iron.
Ora.
I mean, shit, the list can go on. I mean, we could sit here for 45 minutes talking about...
When you say an iron, you talking about, like, the cord or, like, the... Oh, shit, like the...
No, the I'm iron. Talking about the fucking iron. Like, I once got my mom once threw an iron at me.
Oh, shit.
Okay?
Dang.
Shit wasn't hot, but the shit...
See, that's not
hurt,
normal.
You know?
They just probably didn't love you, bro. Like, Andy, they didn't love Andy either when he was a child. But, you know, at least we have our parents, right? It don't matter. Just kidding. Yeah.
You know what? I really think Andy didn't get hit.
Bullshit. Dude, I got hit.
I don't think he got
dude, hit.
Dude, I got hit with the iron, but not the iron itself. I got hit with the cord. I got hit with the broom. I got hit with the chancla. I got hit with the fucking spoon. Dude, I got my nose bitten once.
I think you Googled all this shit. Like, what did kids get hit in the 80s? What did kids get hit in the 90s, you know? I think you Googled all this shit, and this is what you're coming with.
He listened to a lot of stories, people's stories. You know, they tell their stories, and he's like, my mom hit me with a broom one time. Like, no, she didn't. She didn't even have a broom. You know what I mean?
Today is not the Flat Tire Andy podcast. Today is the Roger and Chris podcast. Guys, I'm going to sit back. You guys talk. What about you, Roger?
Nah.
Me, like, well, you know, first of all, my dad did all the disciplining. My mom, maybe one time I really pissed her off, and that's when I got hit with a branch, and I was like, holy, that's a
branch?
Hole. Yeah, you know when you do, like, you know, like, if you smoke weed, and you're like, oh, I'm high, and then you smoke a certain weed, you're like, whoa, I didn't know you can get that much higher. You know what I mean? Like, whoa, it takes you to another level. So, you know, I've been hit with a belt and stuff, and when she brought that branch, I'm like, what do you do with that? Oh, shit. I was like, dang, what do you do with that thing? And smack, and it just whips. It's like, it whips, and you're like, oh my God. You're like, yeah, okay. Okay, you got my attention now. You know.
Yeah.
But yeah, like,
you know, it's crazy because, like you said, like, my mom, when you, now that you think about it, it's like a couple of times, you know, one with a spoon, a couple of times she threw things at you, you know, you had that hanger, that metal hanger, and then you had that iron incident. And then when I think of my dad, I think of the fact that when he used to beat my ass, he used to beat me until I either, one, pissed myself, or two, was like clawing up a fucking rock.
Yeah, but there's a reason for that, bro. You know what I mean? And see, whatever it is that you did, so you won't do it again. And you know, all it is now is like, I'll give you, you know, he'll give you that look, and you're like, oh, okay, nope, because I know the consequences for that. I already know what happens if I do that, you know? And like, and parents know, you know? They know. You're doing stuff, you're whatever, running around too close to the TV. Last time you ran next to the TV and you fucking knocked it off, and that's why I whooped your ass. And so you're running around next to close to the TV again, and they give you that look. You're like, oh, shoot, yeah, if I knock it down, I know what's going to happen. It's going to beat my ass. You know what I mean? And that's what the...
But I used to get the look. I used to get the look.
And the beating?
And I still used to get the fucking beating. You know what I mean? So I used to get the look and be like, oh, shit, yeah, I better calm down, you know? I need to take a step back.
Oh, man. They
but really once did. I got that look, it was over. He used to tell me something like, wait until the guests leave.
Dang, like, man.
Oh,
yes.
I fucking knew.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I knew.
Espera,
your asshole starts to quit. You know, you're like, fuck.
Well, because, you know, as a little kid, we thought we did get away with it. We're like, yeah, they're not gonna hit me. And then when they catch you, they're like, espérate que se vayan todos, cabrón. You're like, oh, fuck, I thought...
Exactly, just like that.
That's what, espérate hasta que se vayan, like, cabrón. Que se vayan tus tías, vas a ver, cabrón. Oh, shit, dog. Ooh. Yeah, I would get in trouble, dog, you know, a lot at school. And like I said, my dad did all disciplining, you know. When I would get home, my mom already got the phone call or whatever, whatnot. Oh, okay. Or if she would pick me up and the teachers would be like, oh, he did this. And okay. When your dad gets home, I'm going to tell him. And it's like, dang. My dad's like, go get the belt. I'm like, damn. He would make me go get the belt. And I try to play it off like something like, oh, shit, let me get this one. Look at this fancy one, the one for, you know, and he wears his slacks. Oh, yeah.
The one that hurts less.
Yeah, the fake leather, the pleather and shit, whatever. Like, give him that one. And he goes, no, cabrón. Agarra el cinto, ya sabes cuál. I'm fuck. But he would tell me, you know, I'm going to give you two or I'm going to give you three, you know, because whatever, you know, for whatever I did, you know, depending on what I did, I guess. And then also... Yeah, I don't know. You guys are saying they just beat you for whatever. I think you and Andy, your parents didn't like you, bro. My parents loved me, bro. They hit me for a reason, for a purpose, you know, to learn. You know what I mean? The mistakes in life. You know what I mean? You guys just like, fuck it. What? You ate all... Bam! Ven, cabrón, hijo, te voy a partir la madre. Ven,
acá. But, you know, I think that my problem was growing up was the fact that I didn't know what the fuck I did because I did so much bad shit. So I constantly never learned, you know? My dad would beat my ass, but I'd be like, what the fuck did I get hit for? Was it for this or when I broke the screen or when I broke that window with that ball? Fuck, dude. So many things happened just today.
That's the same reason why I got my ass handed to me. I broke a window once and my mom hit me with the fucking iron, with the cord, but not the whole iron, but you know, the cord.
Here we go again.
All right, I'm going to sit back. Fuck it. You guys talk.
Andy, they put you on timeout. That's why you put your kids on timeout. That's you said, hey, you know what? Timeout works.
No, it doesn't work. Yeah. I had to spank Jojo a couple weeks ago, and he fucking told me, Dad, that was the best two-hour nap ever.
Yep. No, just, you know.
You can't consider your timeout for ass beatings, okay?
He's all dreaming about it. He's dreaming about, oh no. Like, oh, dude. Wakes up and is like, oh, I'm fine. I don't have no welts in my ass. No, I'm good.
Yeah. I didn't piss myself. I didn't get hit so hard on my legs and arms that I couldn't go to school the next day. Dude, my dad was brutal, man. My dad was a hard ass, dude. My dad used to fucking, dude, my dad had this fucking issue. I love my dad. I love my fucking dad, dude. My dad is like everything to me. And it's funny because we'll sit there and we'll talk about this shit and we'll be like, hey, Dad, remember when you used to fuck me up? He'd be like, what? I never touched you. I'd be like, oh, don't even fucking lie, dude. You don't remember? I used to fucking get me all fucked up. I used to piss myself when I was a little kid.
Damn.
Oh, cabrón. What are you talking about?
Damn.
Oh, nah. Maybe once or twice, but I'm like, Dad, dude, it was like a fucking head, dude. I was like, fucking.
He's like,
are you serious? I was like, you're a fucking punching bag, bro.
He denied it. He was like, no, tú te miabas porque tú eres cochino. Tú te miabas cochino. Tú te miabas cochino. That's why I was hitting you, because you're not cochino.
Oh, my God.
No, dude. Like now, like I said, yeah, exactly. I love my dad. And, you know, as a matter of fact, he wouldn't talk to me afterwards. He would hit, you know, because he would stay mad. And I had to go and apologize because, he would tell me. He's like, I hate when I have to hit you. I hate that I have to spank you.
Yeah.
He goes, you know, and that makes me mad. You know, you make me sad. And, you know, and so, you know, I would go. I said, Dad, I'm sorry that you had to beat me. You know, I had to go apologize, bro, because he would not talk to me. And I knew he was mad, you know, because he was in this, the same, you know, hey, you know, like, all, you know, affectionate and all stuff. So I knew he was mad. So I had to go, like, you know, until I, like, you know what? I can't take it anymore. Dad, you know, I'm sorry that I was bad and that you had to spank me. It's like, okay, son, come here. Let me, you know, give me a hug and it was all good. And I do the same thing to my daughter. I said, look, I'm going to have to spank you. You know, and I don't like to, and blah, 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 and so, you know. But it's just the looks I get from my, you know, like my wife and her, you know, my mother-in-law, when I, even my parents, you know. Like, I'll say, hey, cabrón, and they're like, no le pegues, I know. And I'm like, wait, what? Coming from, you know, fuck, you know what I mean? You know, coming from you? Like, yo, no te pego, no, we never hit you. So, are you crazy? I go, what is it? Old age kicking in? Like, you're losing your, you know, they, and it's like, they just don't want to, you know, but, you know, he knows he did, and they, you know, but just like in front of people, like, yeah, I used to, what are you talking about? I'm trying to teach you the way you taught me. He's like, no le pegues. But I think that's just grandparents. I think I'm going to be the same way when I, you know, my kids have kids. I'm probably, hey, come on, te querese. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I think it's just a you know, grandparent thing, you know. But as far as the other parents, it's just like, yo, beat your kid, man. Look what he's doing. You know?
Yeah, there is some parents. I think my dad and your dad probably grew up in the same either somehow or related. Because my dad was the same way.
Yeah.
After he would beat me, I wouldn't have to go say sorry to him. He would come in and like with his head down and be like, hey, you know, I'm sorry, you know, I didn't want to hit you. Like you said, you know, I didn't want to hit you, but I needed to.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, fuck, all right. But you, how about this? How about siblings? Like, I was the one that got my ass kicked all the time. And my brother, like, I think, if I'm correct, my brother only got hit once.
Yeah.
And that one time he got his ass beat, dude, I sat there and fucking laughed so hard. I was so, like, I couldn't believe that he got his ass kicked. Cause I was like, fuck yeah, this fool never gets hit. And he got hit that one time, but he didn't even fucking cry. It made me so mad at him.
Yep.
This guy just had his ass beat, dude. and I would have been all over the floor like a fucking, like a balloon. They got the air let out of it. Yeah. And this guy is just sitting there taking it, and I'm just like, yeah. What the fuck? Is he not hitting him hard enough? Like, I felt like just rallying up my dad, like, come on, Dad, one more time. Fuck this guy, dude. He's not even fucking flinching. Hit him again. You know?
Yeah. And then, no.
And then my sister, dude, my sister never got hit, man.
Yeah.
Never got hit. We came home late one, you know, she was already, dude, I think she was a senior in high school, and I was fucking tagging along with her. I was probably like, I think I was a freshman. And I went to a party with her. We came home, and we were like 2 hours late. The house was pitch fucking dark. And I was like, hey, listen, you go first. She's like, fuck that shit. You go first. I'm like, hey, we're like sitting there for like 20 minutes. Now we're an hour, 2 hours and 20 minutes late because we're trying to figure out who the fuck is going in first, right? And to the end, I was like, fuck it. I'll go. Opened the door, looked inside. Fucking nobody. Started walking slowly. As soon as I came to the hallway, because I was going to beeline it to my room, oh, my dad came out of nowhere, dude. I just started seeing fucking stars, bro. I was like, son of a bitch. You know? Fucking getting hit left and right, dude. As soon as my dad called me to the room, what the fuck were you? I told you to be home at this time. My sister got in her room, in her bed, locked the door, and that was it, dude. My dad was so out of breath. He was like, I'm going to get you tomorrow. I'm like, fuck that shit. Get it now.
Right now that you're tired. Fuck.
Fuck. Get it now. Fuck. Yeah. I gotta change my sheets, my boxers, and my fucking pants. Get her now.
Nah, hell yeah. No, my sister, it was funny that, if she ever got hit, it was like just like one lash.
Which one?
Vero. One lash. No, Ruby and Sergio, they never got hit, bro. Seriously.
The two oldest ones, so the ones that got hit all the time.
Yeah, but my sister, like really not, you know, just because my dad just didn't want to hit her, you know, but when he did. Like, when you, like, she tugged back or whatever, like, just one lash or something, and I'm like, and then she was like, she would just take it like a champ, like, and like, exactly, like, why aren't you crying, you know? And then one time, like, he, like, said, you know, fuck it, until she cries, hasta que llores, like, he said that, so I hit her once, and she's like, like nothing, right? Like, I'm not gonna cry, whack, not gonna cry. I said, cry already. It's fucking hurting me, you stupid ass. Cry. You know what I mean? I was like, what, are you stupid or something? You know, because one of those, I'm like, oh, you know? And it's like, dang, dog. It's like, when I hit Oli, bro, it's like, you know, like, and I always get like, oh, man, like, you know, there's been like a couple times where like I'll miss her butt and I'll go on her leg and there's like a welt and then I'm like, shit. I feel bad and shit. I'm like, man.
Yeah, bro.
I'm like, man, you know. And again, I don't like wail on her, like, you know. I tell Crystal, get it enough where like it stings a little bit, so they know, like, you know.
Yeah.
You know, because when she does it, she's just like, gets mad and like whatever, and goes in the room. You know. You know, when I do it, she's like, you know, rubbing her butt, like, woo, like, oh shit, yeah, it stung, right, baby? That's right. That's what it's supposed to do. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, but it's just to help them to not, because, you know, nobody wants, like, you know, bad kids around, you know? They're like, oh my God, yeah, Roger's coming over with his kids. They're going to break shit. They're going to be running around and yelling and doing all this stuff. And it's like, behave. You know what I mean? And, you know, but like I was telling Andy, I'm like, dude, my sister-in-law does not spank her kids, and she said that one time straight out. She said, we don't spank in this house. I'm like, well, that's why he talks back to you. That's why, you know, he throws his toys at you. That's why he does all this. You know, guarantee. He's like, no, it's because, you know, there's something wrong with him. There's nothing wrong with your kid. Just beat his ass, and we'll see. You know,
there's a difference between beating his ass and so spanking. Like,
I just say beating because I know. Give him a beating. You know,
but you said you specify that you're just joking. He doesn't beat his kid.
No, exactly. I don't beat him.
It's spanking.
He did say. He said he fucked his kid.
All right, let's get Roger now.
I said it too. I don't give a fuck.
No, but
that's the problem with this world, man.
But you know, I mean, shoot, I'll tell my friends. I said, dude, I beat. my ass is, you know, I beat my kid's ass last night. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean I, like, you know, freaking give him black eyes or whatever. It's just, but I gave him a spanking. Yeah,
yeah,
you
exactly.
Know what I mean? And, but they do, people do like, oh my God, you know what I mean? Like, what the hell? I had a teacher one time. I didn't know she was a teacher. We were at the store the other day. And I kept telling Oli, hey, behave. No. And she's just like, hmm. And then, you know, I took out my belt at the store. And I just gave her a little, you know, not a big one. I just, mm. And up to where she cried. And that lady goes, you know what? I'm a teacher. And I was like, oh, shit, I'm in trouble. She's like, and I just want to say, you know what? Thank you for, you know, teaching your daughter to, you know, behave. And I'm like, oh, so you're not going to call the police. Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I don't like to hit her.
She was just outside grabbing your license plate, bro.
Because, no, because, you know, imagine all the kids that act up at school.
In class,
you know, I mean,
yeah.
In class.
Yeah.
They don't listen, they don't care, and blah, 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 you know. It wasn't like that when we were growing up in school, hey, you know, because they actually said, hey, your son fought with this other kid. Oh, your son did this, your daughter did that, and it gets back to, and there was, you know, consequences. Now it's like, okay, we're gonna take away their tablets.
Yeah, God.
Oh, I'm sorry, Andy. I didn't mean that towards you. I know.
They don't, kids don't have tablets
or whatever they have, laptops or little game, PlayStation games. You can't play for 2 weeks.
You dick. Yes, JoJo got spanked and he can't touch his fucking Switch for a month.
Yeah, no, but I don't know. They just, people think it's so wrong to do it, but it's like, I don't know. I don't understand why. You know what I mean? Like, is it, again, your childhood, you know?
It's just, I think it's society, dude. This is my personal opinion, you know what I mean? I think it's society. Everybody's gone fucking soft, you know what I mean? Everybody's gone soft. We're sitting here talking about how we used to get beat as a fucking kid, and how we fucking knew we did something wrong. You know, we recognize we did something wrong, and that's why I got that ass beaten, you know? That's why I wasn't able to go here, and that's why I wasn't able to do that. But now, like, as a society, we've gotten so fucking soft with our kids, you know, that, I mean, shit, my oldest I once told my dad, hey, the teacher said I could call the cops if you hit me.
He beat you.
You know what
that.
He fucking did? He fucking grabbed the phone and fucking threw it right at me. You better call him down because I'm about to beat the fuck out of you. You know, it's like, holy shit. And it's crazy. And I'm okay with saying this, but I want my oldest, my 18-year-old, you know, the same thing happened with what happened to you. I hit him. And when I hit him with the belt. Cause I mean, I fucking had enough.
Yeah.
I think I, with my kids, I'll give them that fucking chat. Like, yo, stop doing that. I'm like, yo, don't get that fucking attitude.
Yeah.
Like, yo, okay. I mean, that's it, man. You got me here. Like, I'm about to fucking, you know, I need you to go from a fucking 10 to like a 5 real quick, bro. Like, and then till one day I was just like, dude, I've had it. And I grabbed my belt. I fucking started wailing on him. But at the same time, I'm trying to hit him in his ass. And he's picking up his legs, and I'm getting them on the legs, you know?
Yeah.
And dude, that bruise was fucking huge.
Yeah.
Huge. And he told me, I'm going to tell my teacher. I was like, yeah, whatever. Fucking, I dare you to tell your teacher. You want to go live in one of those fucking houses, dude? You know?
Get
molested and shit? Go for it. You know what I mean? You're fucking complaining right now, bitch? Let's see what happens. Let's see if you get your fucking 3 meals covered on. You know? Talk to me about your fucking TV. See if you got a TV in your fucking room. Or how many kids in one room. Go for it. And he fucking did, bro. He told his PE teacher.
Oh, yeah?
That I fucking will. But yeah, dude.
What happened?
I had Child Protective Services at my house.
For real?
On my fucking birthday.
Oh, man.
Damn.
They showed up, man. They showed up at my house, dude. And then right away, you know, they went to him. And we got a call from the school, and, you know, we want to talk to him, and they took him to the room, and I was sitting there like, damn, dude, I'm about to get this kid taken away, you know?
Oh, shit.
And I was like, fuck, dude. And sure enough, you know, they took pictures, the bruise was big, I was sitting there like, fuck, I'm going to get out of this. You can't get out of this, the fucking bruise is there, I can't lie, I got to just be honest, you know? And I told her, I said, look, man, you know,
did you get rid of the evidence? throw away the belt, isn't it? Like, what? I didn't do that. Look, with what?
I don't even own a belt.
Show me which one I did it with. If you could show me which one I did it with, yeah, right?
Exactly.
No, dude,
No, go ahead.
Oh, no. So I was, you know, so they took pictures of the bruise. They sat me down. They sat him down. They talked to him. They talked to me. I just told them the truth. I said, look, man, you know, there's no book on how to raise a teenager. Every day is a new fucking day. Every day it's something new. It's a fucking attitude. It's a roll of the eyes. It's a whatever. It's, you know, like, how do you deal with it? You're going to sit here and tell me that this is how I have to deal with it? You don't know the stress I'm under. You don't know what I do for a living. You don't know what else is happening in my life. You know what I mean? But you're sitting here telling me how I should raise my kids?
Yeah.
Okay, in that case, then you put up with this bullshit.
Yeah.
You deal with it. You know what I mean? But the scariest part about that was when she said, I got to call, you know, at that point, I think it was Fountain Valley PD. And I said, okay, why you got to call Fountain Valley PD?
Yeah.
They said, because he's the one that's going to make a decision if you go to jail or not.
Press charges.
Oh, fuck, dude. I was sitting there like, okay, everything I just said, lady, I apologize. I just want to take it back. We can start all over. How about you step outside real quick, ring on the doorbell. I'm going to act like this shit never happened. And I never just threw up out of the mouth. And she's all like, yeah, you know, we were going to just wait. And sure enough, the sergeant came. Or the supervisor, I don't know who the fuck showed up, but it was somebody. And they showed up and they said, you know, like, the guy sat there, he talked to me, and I said, look, man, this is the truth, you know? I'm not gonna lie. I did hit him. You know, I hit him with the belt. I meant to hit him in the ass cheek. Picked up his leg. I hit him in his leg. I didn't know it was that hard. You know, sometimes in the heat of the moment, you know, it is what it is. I said, but, you know, I'm having a lot of trouble with him. You know? And I don't usually hit him. If you ask him, I'm hoping they'll tell you the truth, but, you know, it's just, just that one day, I just couldn't help it, you know? And he told me, he's like, all right, no worries.
It's not even that,
next
bro.
Time,
yeah.
Yeah, hit him with the open hand.
Open hand.
Nah. Yeah, damn, that's even like, worse.
That's, really?
Well, goes, honestly, yeah, honestly, well, how old is he? Or how old was he?
I think at that point, he was like 15. 14, 15.
Okay. Either way, the open hand too, bro. Hey, one doesn't know how heavy their hand is, and you know it that leaves a welt just as much. You know what? He was trying to set you up. Hit him with a hand, and then, oh, look at that! You're really in trouble because you hit him. You know, that's like, hey, you know, that's gonna leave a bigger mark. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
no, it's just I think it's just, you know what? It's the way we grew up, bro. I mean, when we did shit, bro. Yeah, I mean, we threw fucking rocks at cars.
Spark plugs at the windows.
Dude, Andy, don't stop. You're reading that shit off of us. Come on. Yeah, you never threw a spark plug at anybody. You know? No, but we did some shit, bro. We did shit that is like, oh, shit, that we got in trouble for. And maybe, I guess it's just nowadays, it's not as severe. You know what I mean? What kids do. So it's like, oh, you know, he's just not listening or whatever. You know? But, you know, I don't know. Maybe that's why they think it's so. Does the punishment really? You know what I mean? Does it need to get hit? But it's like we're trying to stop them from being from mouth. I mean, honestly, I tell my daughter because when she does that, I say, "Hey, you better stop. I'm gonna get the belt, or I'll spank her, or whatever." So she doesn't talk back to me. She doesn't do. You know, she listens to me. And when she does that to her mom, like she doesn't listen, talks back to her grandma, they get all mad and all that. I'm like, ah, and they yell. I'm like, beat that ass. I was like, come on, you know, and they don't get it. And I'm like, okay, cool, fuck it. And then when I do it, they give me the look like, fuck, man, are you serious? Why'd you hit her? So now I said, and when they do that, I said, you know what, Olivia, do whatever the hell you want, baby. You know what, don't listen to nobody.
Oh my god,
I tell her this, bro. You know, I do. I said, baby, you know what, you don't gotta listen to your grandma or your mom. Do whatever you want. And she's like, okay. And she did it. You know, her grandma said something. She's like, whatever, why aren't you listening? And I said, Olivia, why aren't you listening? She goes, dad, you said I don't have to listen to that. I was like, dude, She's all putting me on blast, like, hey, but you said, like, crying. Like, but yeah. Dad, you said I didn't have to listen to them anymore. I'm like, oh. I'm like, oh, my God, shut your face. I never said that. You know what I mean? Oh, my God, dude. But it's that's where that's where I get mad, bro. I was like, don't get mad when they don't listen to you. It's because they know there's no consequence. You know what I mean? There's nothing.
Yep, exactly.
There's nothing, you know, whatever. And that's what they're going to take in life later. I'm like, ah, fuck it. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Doesn't matter. Until it's too late. Until they get arrested or until something happens, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know?
No, yeah, I agree.
And that's what we're trying to prevent, you know? Have that fear. You know what I mean? Have that, like, oh, shoot, no, because you know what? Mm-mm. You know? I don't know how many times you came home late after that. You know what I mean? I'm sure it happened a couple more times, but you tried to avoid it, right? No, babe, no, sister, let's go now because I'm the one that gets beat up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you're like, you try to keep it, you know, I mean, even me, like, I'm like, damn, you know, like, fuck. Well, I'm going to get ass beating. All right, you know, or I'll say, no, 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 I got to go. I can't do that.
I got to go, you know, man. Shoot. I didn't do laundry, dude. I can't piss another fucking
box. Nah, man. Just it's just I just, like I said, I don't understand. Like again, my nephew, he just cries and cries and cries and talks back. And their thing, they don't want to hear him cry, so they just give in. They say, okay, fine, no, do whatever you want. That's okay. We tell my daughter, hey, no. No cell phone. She likes to, you know, be on YouTube or whatever on her cell phone or her tablet. Hey, turn that off when you're in the dinner table. And then, my wife's nephew comes over, and he's on the phone watching whatever. And hey, no phones in the table. And then he leaves the table, and they're like, it's okay, Derek, okay. Ooh, I said his name. Shit, now I'm getting in trouble. Okay, fine. And they think I hate the kid, man. And Andy knows, dude. I talk shit. I say, yeah, little bastard or whatever. La la la. Hey, you know. And they're like, why do you hate my nephew so much? I don't. You know what? Fuck. I love that kid. I'm trying to raise him right. I'm trying to, you know, toughen him up a bit. And then they get mad. And I'm like, well, fuck. I mean, I'm serious. It's like, you guys. Dude, he looks like the kid from, you know, that Bad Santa?
Oh, the sandwich kid?
Yes. Yeah. He wears those sandals. Dude, he wears those sandals, dog. And I'm like, oh, my God. I go, for real? You know what I mean? Like, dude.
Dude, just wait for him to come by and say, hey, do you want a sandwich?
Oh, shit. No, but it's like, you know, and because he just cries and or throws a fit and gets mad, you know, man, I'm like, dude, you have to, you know, that has to stop. Oh, he threw a toy at me, and wait till he gets 10 years old or 15, he's going to throw a right hook at your ass. You know what I mean? And then what? You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. That's what we're trying to avoid, bro. You know what I mean? We're not going to let that happen. You know what I mean? It's like, you know? I don't know.
I agree.
You know?
No, I agree 100%. What do you think?
You're asking me because you guys keep cutting me off every time I say something.
All right, you're done. Okay, so let's get back.
Nah, there comes to a point.
You had a chance.
Nah, there
he
comes.
He tried to bring you in, bro. No, you fucking stalled, bro. You're done.
Nah, there is I do believe that kids nowadays are too softy. They're like I said, JoJo. Yeah, I do take away his switch or whatever, but he still does get spanked. And there's times where I'll get home and the wife tells me, hey, he was doing this, he was doing that. All right, cool. All right, but it was hours ago. He's fine. He's in a better mood now. I'm like, okay, then. So then one time she calls me, hey, this JoJo literally locked us out of the house. He's so pissed off. Yeah, Letty calls me and tells me that he fucking was pissed off and he locked him out of the house.
What?
He slammed the door. See how her little knickknacks over there? Yeah. I think some of them fell. That's how hard he slammed the door. And she calls me. It's like a 1:20. And I'm like, oh, fuck that. I got to take care of it now. And I drove home. Dude, no joke.
Did you tell your supervisor that you were going to go home?
I live in the... I work in the area, bro. Enough.
Yeah, but you're still on the clock, right?
It, shh.
Okay.
Anyways, I come home. I come home and because I told
making
him
notes.
Dick. I went back to work. I just came to spank him. Anyways, because I warned him in the beginning. Hey, I live on the route. I live nearby. I work nearby. So if mom has to call me, I'm gonna come by, and it ain't gonna be nice. Mm. So I walk in the room, and it was like his JoJo's facial expressions were like slow motion, dude. He looks at me. He looks at the fucking clock. Then looks back at me.
Oh,
how many? Shit. How many? Yeah, he already knew he was getting spanked. So I spanked him, and like I said, he's the best 2 hours of his the best 2 hour nap ever. Mm-hmm. Then I come back and I come back into the garage, and I tell the wife, his behavior. You've done a very good job at raising these kids. They're very smart. They're very polite to other people. But when he pulls this shit, he pulls this shit because you don't want to see him spanked. So I don't spank him so that you don't see it. But whether you like it or not, he needs to get spanked. How? And he's been chill. He's been chill since that day. I haven't had to threaten him. This was like 2 months ago. Not once have I had to tell him about warning him that I'm going to spank him. Because it worked. And that's what I told her. I'm sorry, but you stopping me from spanking them is not working out. They're just becoming very disrespectful.
But that's when it works. After, see, that's what I'm saying. So now the timeouts or the taking away of the tablets.
Those don't work, man.
No, afterwards it does. It does because they already know the spanking part. So like I said, I'm not going to say that timeouts or taking away their privileges doesn't work. I'm just saying when it doesn't work, get the belt. then we'll see. You know what I mean? You got to start from, you know.
You remember my baby's mom's sister, the middle one? She was about 17 years old.
Yeah.
And she was running amok. And I remember the cop, when they called the cops to have her come home. They picked her up in the street to bring her home. And the cop literally tells their mom, this girl needs an all-American ass whooping. The cop told that to the mom, and I was like,
fuck her up.
yeah exactly.
I'm sure my baby's mom was saying that.
Green light. No, but that's what I'm saying, Chris. I mean, like, I'm sure there was a period, a point where, like I said, with me, with my boys, Anthony and Nico, like maybe 6 years old, 5 years old, 6 years old, that was it. I didn't have to spank them anymore. Me, myself, you know, just give them that look or that, hey, you know,
that's it.
Now when I used to pick them up, you know, Rita would be like, oh, they're grounded. They can't do it. I said, wait, what are you talking about? Because they were fighting. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, with you.
They're not grounded with me.
They don't fight with me. They don't fight. They have the time of their life with me. You know what I mean? Because they know if they fight in front of me, I'll whip both of their asses. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, whatever. You know what I mean? And
one of you guys better win because both of you guys are gonna lose.
Whoever cries, I'm gonna hit him, and then the other one too. No, but you know what I'm saying. So there's a point. There was a point where I said that was it. I didn't have to, you know, I didn't have to hit him no more.
That's right. Yeah. Whenever I came by, they were never misbehaving. They were. Yeah, right. Yeah.
So like that's what I'm saying with Oli, dude. It's just a constant battle because I'm like because I'm trying to, you know, discipline her, and the mom wasn't helping. Like, oh, I said no. You gotta have my back on this, and then, you know, then it will work.
Yeah.
So, and I told her, and I'm not going to hit her no more. That's it. I'm done. I go, she's supposed to be daddy's little girl. But now I'm like, yo, I told her, I said, Olivia, I'm going to have to bring out the belts again because you're starting to act up.
Yeah.
You know, and she's like, okay, daddy. I'm like, I'll be, you know. But yeah, Chris, like, I mean, I'm sure there was a point where you stopped for a while, right? You're like, okay, that's it. All I have to do is like yell at you or tell you, go to your room. You know, or
yeah, my oldest was like that, man. I mean, there was a certain point where I didn't even have to hit him. My youngest is like that.
So how old?
I really don't hit my youngest, because for some odd reason he gets it. Yeah. You know, he's not a normal kid. I don't know what's wrong with him, but if you tell him like no, he understands. Like fuck, okay, don't do it.
Yeah.
He's not like me. He probably got that from his mom because it definitely wasn't me. Cause like, you know, exactly. Like I said, man, my parents used to say, don't do that. And I used to be like, what, this? You know, but my oldest, I think after that one last time that I beat his ass, and he realized we were both in a shitty situation at that time because I was thinking I was going to fucking jail on my birthday, and he was thinking he was going to some fucking home that, you know, that he was. never going to be, you know, I was never going to see him. You know, he knew he fucked up. Like, fuck, dude, I should not have done that. He was like, my dad's going to jail on his birthday, and I'm going to be put in the fucking home. Like, this is it. Like, my life is over.
I want to know what happened afterwards when the cop left.
Oh, dude, like, my son was in his room, and I was just, like, happy of the fact that, one, I didn't go to jail, and two, I didn't go to jail.
But this is crazy. This is on your birthday. Was it? Were you guys having a party? Were you guys just like?
I was actually at dinner, and at this point, man, I was living with my mother-in-law because our house was being remodeled, and one of my ex-wife's brothers, my ex-brother-in-law, ended up calling us and said, "Yo, there's a lady here, and she's with Child Protective Services. And she wants to talk to Chris." So, you know, there I was drinking a beer, having a good time, doing my birthday dinner. And we needed to stop what we were doing and get over there very quick.
Okay, but it wasn't like, oh, you have people over, friends and family. You didn't have nothing like that.
No. We were out at dinner. We were at dinner.
Oh, okay. All right.
We were at some crawfish.
So he didn't
shout out to, Hot and Juicy out in Town Valley.
Okay. This guy, he didn't need the embarrass me in front of my friend's bullshit spanking, right?
No.
Oh, well, that's okay. So when you guys got home, you're just like, okay, fuck it, you know what, whatever. Can't believe you did that. And
yeah, we talked about it after, like, fuck, dude, like, you know, after I calmed down, fucking had a spoon of sugar because I was all fucking shaky, you know? We talked about it then. We were like, dude, you understand what just fucking happened right now? Like, you understand how close I was to going to jail? And over some bullshit, like, you know, because of you and your fucking attitude and you not wanting to fucking listen. Like, do you understand what just fucking happened right now? You know? Oh. And on my birthday, motherfucker.
Yeah. Did you get him back for that yet?
Fuck, dude.
Did you get him back for that yet?
I should have left him in the back of the fucking truck, bro.
How old is he now?
18.
He's
18. He's going to be 19, man. He's graduating from high school.
And you haven't paid him back for that? I would like plant something on him. Cop, hey, officer, I think there's a kid over here with selling drugs.
You know what? It's okay, though, because...
There you go. Remember when you called the cops on me? Come on. There you go.
it's the revenge, dude. It's that. It's okay. You're going to have kids one day, hopefully.
Karma.
You know, if you have kids, just wait, motherfucker. You know, like, cause, you know, my mom used to tell me that shit. I said, hey, hold on, just wait, dude, 10 times. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Hell yeah, when
this motherfucker came across, oh, God, dude, I was like, shit, mom, you're fucking right.
When your grandkid comes home with a little bruise, like, andale, cabrón. Did Child Services. I think my son's beating my grandkid.
Dude, I think when they hit their teenage years, that's when they start getting bad. Like Layla, for example, then she was like 13, 14, and I told her to obey. I said obey. And she took it as I was talking to her like a dog. And dude, she stood toe to toe with me. She was so fucking offended that I called her a dog. So I told her, dude, I'm going to spank you, man. And she was like, you know, pretty much. So the same thing with the cops bullshit. So I gave her the phone, had 911 on there. Boom. I spanked her. Okay, now call the cops, because when the cops get here, they're going to want to see your ass. So I want you to show them your ass. And she just gives me the phone back and goes into her room all pissed off after I spanked her. But, dude, she got toe-to-toe to my, like, fucking into my face. I'm like,
it's a lot harder when they're older, bro. Honestly, when, 15 and then... Layla was how old?
Layla was like 14.
Yeah, it's a lot harder, man. When they go, that's why I'm saying, like, when I, that's why I beat the shit out of my kids when they're little. Because now it's honestly, you know, they learn to like, okay, cool, and that's it. And after that, like, you know what? Hey, but I would always remember, hey, don't make me have to take out the belt, man. I go, I don't want to hit you guys. You know, and they're like, okay. So they never went at each other like the way Rita would say, oh, they were at each other's throat, and oh, he almost passed out, and oh, he was like choking him. I'm like, what the hell's wrong with
I know,
you guys?
You know what? The boys fight a lot, but when I'm not around, and that's what Letty says, it's like they're over whatever their fucking bullshit is when you're home. So it's like, well, I mean, and that's what she says, don't spank them. Like,
Why? Well, because it happened like 3 hours ago. Well, then how are they going to learn? They need to get spanked. And that's why I fucking pulled up to the house that day. And I spanked JoJo. And like I said, he's not a perfect saint, but he's not to where I need to come and spank him again. You know?
Would it be bad if you were to get the kids? I know it was like 3 hours later. And then, you know, you're trying to kind of discipline them. I mean, you think it would have been bad if they're like, all right, 3 hours ago, you guys are fucking choking each other out, beating each other up. I need that shit to re-happen again. So I can
yeah, exactly. Show me exactly what happened 3 hours ago. Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Yeah, no, that's exactly what I would tell.
So
I was telling
how were you
yeah.
and what were you doing?
Yeah. And then they do it like, oh, well, I had my hands on him like that. No, do it like how you did it when you did it. Ah, oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Chris, so Roger already said the same thing about his kids. Like, because when I had visitations of the kids, I would get them, I would pick them up, and they would just be pretty much these little monsters on Friday. And then I had the weekend to kind of mold them back. And then they would go back to their mom. And then I had to remold them a week later. Did you ever had that issue?
Yeah, with my oldest, obviously, because growing up I had full custody of him.
Yeah,
but I think that happens with every family, and it's because there's different standards, there's different disciplines, there's different, you know, what I can do this at my mom and dad's house, but I can't. I mean, at my dad's house, but I can't do this at my mom's house. Or vice versa. Like, I can do this at my mom's house, but I can't do this at my dad's house, you know?
Yeah.
So it's always like, he would come home and maybe he would do something a certain way or say something a certain way, like, and that's your mom's house, homie.
Exactly.
Don't talk to me like that. Don't talk to me like that. You know
exactly.
what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, that shit might fly over there, but that shit don't fly here. You know, walking into his room like, whoa, what the fuck is this? There's a fucking disaster in here. That shit flies over there, but that shit don't fly over here.
Yeah, I picked up my daughter. You know? I picked up my daughter a few weekends ago, and on the drive, it's an hour drive home, dude. I pick her up from Valencia, so it's like I said, it's an hour drive, and then the drive over here, I'm like, look, kid, you're not the same. Your mentality is not the same. You're not that same person that I gave back to your mom. So when you come to the house, I would really appreciate that the person that was created in Bakersfield would stay in Bakersfield before you come, like, leave that over there. I want my kid back. And I mean, she did. She did come. She had usually, no joke, my wife's always like stressing out that we're going to come home from that drive, both of us pissed the fuck off because we said something to piss each other off. So she's always waiting for that. Oh, fuck. Now I got to fix whatever bullshit happened on the drive. And not this time, dude, because she understood. It's like, what I learned recently is like I need to pretty much got to start talking to Layla like an adult. And
yes. Yeah, that's true.
Because she's not a little kid anymore. She's going to be fucking 18 soon.
Yeah.
And so I said, I'm like, mija, it's kind of very hard for me to talk to you sometimes because you get offended or you take it as I'm talking shit. And it's not me talking shit. I want to see you do good. So all I'm asking is if, you know, we're going to do everything you want us to. You want us to go to the zoo. You want us to do this. You want us to do that. I don't have a problem with that. But leave that attitude over there. Like I said, like Chris just said, if it slides over there, that's fine. It doesn't slide over here. And because it's fucking, like, am I going to spank a 17-year-old dude?
But, you know, the thing is that sometimes it's, maybe she just can't help it. It just, you know, she's used to being like that now.
No, I know. I know. No, she, like I and, said, she, every time she caught her, she actually caught her. I noticed she caught herself doing certain things or saying certain things that she kind of looked at me and like, kind of like, the drive home, dad. Okay, cool. Like, she knew that's not the person. I don't want to see Cardi B in my house. I don't want that in my house.
Mm.
So no, she checked herself. And like I said, I want to get to the point with the boys. You've seen the boys do. They're very respectful and just behind closed doors. When I'm not around, it's apparently at each other's throats. And I keep telling him, do you want the relationship with your brother that I have with my brother that I don't even talk to him? I haven't talked to Alex in years, bro. And it sucks. But
what is that with fucking Mexican family and siblings always fighting, bro?
The way I see it, bro, I mean, let's see, 12, 14, I moved out here on 17. So we're talking, he'll probably talk to me like 13 years. Because the gap is 20, right? You hold grudge for 20 years?
I don't know. I don't hold grudges.
No, we're Hispanic, but we'll hold a grudge to the day we die.
I don't know. Shit, I can't hold a grudge.
Well, like, hey, your brother, you're in your fucking, your last fucking 20 breaths. Like, you want your brother to come in? Fuck that puto. Fuck him. That bitch took my candy that day at the fucking party. I don't want to talk to him.
Fucking A, dude.
I don't know, man. It's just... like I said, to me, it was just the whole thing about, I don't know, I just see it like it's, you know, when kids are acting up and they say you can't control it. Even eating food, bro. You know, like I said, my daughter doesn't know what a sandwich is. She goes, what's a sandwich? I don't like it. I said, you don't know, Olivia, it's ham. You like ham.
Yeah.
She goes, I don't like it, Dad. I said, yes, you do. I put it in your egg. She goes, I don't think I'm going to like it. You don't think I live it? Yeah, she goes, Dad, I don't think. And she's, and the way she says it, I can't help but laugh, right?
Yeah.
She goes, no, Dad, I don't think I'm going to like it. I don't, you know, I'll pass. She says, like, she goes, no, Daddy, thank you.
I'll pass?
Yeah, she says that. And I was like, what? No, Olivia. And then I get mad. I said, no, now you're going to eat it.
Yeah.
And she's like, no. And then she starts crying. I'm like, why are you crying? Just taste it. She's like, and then she'll like take a bite, but not like a
whole she'll bite. She just bites the bread.
No, like she'll pinch the bread, like and then let go, like a fish. Oh shit! You know? And then I'm like, oh, I don't like it. I said, what the hell? You know? And then here comes Chris. I was like, babe, she doesn't want that. She, oh my god, how come she's not eating? Well, she said she didn't want to. She doesn't listen. She doesn't listen. You're the parent. She's only 5 years old. She's only 6 years old. Make her eat it. That's what they said. Te lo vas a comer con el cinto, cabrón.
You'll eat if you're hungry.
Oh, shit. You know what I mean? I'm like, you know? No, that's the way. Like, if my mom made something to eat, we had to eat it.
You know how many you freaking...
That's what we fucking ate.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, like I said, that's how my dad said, te lo vas a comer con el cinto, cabrón. Vas a ver. I'm like, what the hell, you know?
Nick, these boys, when I brought them to live with me, they hated onions. They hated, like, freaking... You saw how hard it was for me to give JoJo freaking a salad, to eat a salad.
Yeah.
They hate certain things. And then one day, I would chop up the onion real small, whatever. And then, oh, this is good. There was onion in that. A different meal. Oh, this was good. There was onion in that. They don't, you know...
You're a horrible parent.
Yeah, how dare you? Well, sabotage,
dude,
your kids?
One day.
Sabotage your kids?
Hey, give me the number to social, Child Protective Services.
The Ventura County
Google.
One. Yeah. Ventura County.
Give me the number.
Ventura County is 805-3200 or 805-654-3200.
Oh, shit.
One day I take the kids to Red Robin and Nick asks for a freaking tower of onion rings. I'm like, what the fuck? He goes, I like onion rings now. Like you said, they'll eat it. You got to make them eat it.
Yeah.
What about you, Chris? Levy, have any issues with certain foods?
My little one, dude, we fucking eat anything you put in front of him. The fucking kid ate sushi, like sushi 2 weeks ago.
That's awesome.
Yeah, the boys had a sushi and now they like it. Yeah.
And that's awesome. All my daughter seems to eat, like for breakfast, is cereal. I said, that's not goddamn breakfast. Yeah. I said, because I'll say, hey, we're going to eat this. You know, and then Crystal, here she comes, cover up. Well, she already had some breakfast. I said, what'd she have? Oh, she had some cereal. I said, that's not breakfast. That's just not cereal. Yeah. That's when you're lazy and you don't want to make your kids breakfast. Well, I'm sorry. No offense to it.
You want
to
delete that? I want
to
delete that.
No, don't delete it. I'm already saying no offense to people that just, because honestly.
No offense to anybody out there that just feeds the kids cereal every day.
No, because there's been times where like, you know what? Fuck, I don't want to cook shit. Do you want some Lucky Charms? Oh, yeah. I was like, okay, cool. You get Lucky Charms. That's enough. You know what I mean? But it's not a complete breakfast, you know? But no, but you know me, I'm like, no, you're gonna eat ham and eggs or you know, eggs with hot dog, you know what I mean? Fuck. And she's like,
ooh, the Mexican number one breakfast.
Hey,
huevo con weenie.
That's right. Huevos
con, yeah, exactly, you know what I mean?
Well, shout out to Farmer John.
Shit. No shit.
Is that a stab at the Dodger dog?
that's just what we grew up with, Farmer John. That's right. Yeah, yeah. That was the good shit right there. Yeah, you know what I mean? Okay, freaking, what is it now? What is it? Hoffy or Huffy?
Some different brand, right? Whatever.
Farmer John.
It's Huffy's?
Something like that. Whatever. I like Nathan's. You know, Nathan's just pretty good hot dog right
now. Oh, man. I was just introduced to Nathan's like,
woo! Shit, son.
Last year, like at the end of last year. Yeah, dude. I'm like, I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
And what?
Yeah.
You gotta have the buns with the dog. I mean, I was blown away. I'm like, how in the fuck am I 38 years old and this is the first time I've had a fucking Nathan hot dog? Oh, like, man. What the fuck, mom and dad? Yeah. What the fuck's your issue, dude?
Yeah.
Bastards.
Now they bring you a Farmer John. Get that shit out of my face. Throw it back at him.
Yeah. Now, I tell the lady, like, hey, don't bring those fucking Farmer John weenies, man. Bring the Nathans. They're kosher.
No, but, you know, she's
a good shit.
Every time we have dinner, you know, whatever she makes, she has to make some macaroni and cheese or something for all the. I'm like, wait, where's her? Why isn't she having any of the chicken or any of that steak or whatever? Oh, I don't like it. Oh my God, make her eat it. She needs to. She needs to eat. It's bad enough she don't eat. She don't eat no vegetables, dog. No, nothing. You know, no broccoli. Well, actually, maybe some carrots when I make like fucking. If I make some albondiga soup, she goes, "Oh, Dad. Oh, I like the carrots." I said, "Oh, now you like the carrots." I get it. Okay, they got to be boiled or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you know, I'm like, do something that where she's gonna eat it. You know what I mean? Not this whole. You know, I mean, I get it. When they're older, they'll like it. But that's not the point. The point is, you know, you're the adult. Make her, you know, make her, or else later on you're not gonna be able to make her. No, you can't go out. Shit.
Yeah.
Huh, I'm going out with my friends. You better get home at 10. Shit. Get home when I want. You know what I mean? You're not gonna be able to make her do anything. That's the whole point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and then even later on, you're not gonna be able to ground them, though, you know, because kids at that age, 15, 16,
they'll get in your face.
No, they start rebelling.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, shit. Well, I'm gonna get in trouble anyway, so I'm gonna sneak out. I'm gonna do whatever. Then they pull that runaway shit. I say, well, then I'll just run away. What? Oh, hell no, you're not gonna threaten me with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, that's why I try to avoid that. But yet, you're right. People think it's wrong. No, that's not right. No, we shouldn't hit our kids. That's mean.
You shouldn't hit your kids. You should talk to them. You should get to a high level with them. Fuck you. You're not homophobic.
What does George Lopez say? Come here, Tyler. And give you a gold star.
No. Yeah, right?
Your...
I never got a fucking gold star.
Did your lady help you discipline your kids, Chris?
So, Chris's mom was just, he was like 5 months when we split up. So, there's never been any type of discipline, even till now, you know, like.
So you're a bad parent? So you're a bad parent and a bad husband? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah,
I just kidding, Doug.
you could say that, bro.
Shit.
You could say that. If you ask my ex, I should fuck you. Yes,
they all do. All the exes say that.
Yeah, but you know, now you know I got my girl, and it's you know that could be a whole nother fucking topic. But you know, when you got like you know a so-called stepmom or parent, you know.
Okay.
But you got her that's like stuck in the middle, or just like any other step parent, or you know, that's like, do I say something? Do I do something? Do I relay it back to you? Am I, you know, what should I do? Obviously, I can't fucking spank them. I can't, you know, like I can't beat the fuck out of them like you do, but. What should, you know, is it like, I always tell her, like, hey, well, we gotta be the good cop, bad cop. You know what I mean? I'm the bad cop, right? You gotta be the good cop. After I'm done fucking them up, you gotta come in and be like, you know, this didn't have to happen.
You know his temper.
You know, you could have easily just.
You know
just,
his
you know,
temper.
You could easily.
Look at the size of the belt. Look at the size of his belt. Come on, why do you want to fuck with him? Come on.
Yeah. You know he doesn't even wear that fucking belt. That belt's just there just to fuck somebody up. You know? I don't understand why you just don't listen. Like I tell her, like, dude, that's the way we have to do it. We have to. We have to be the good cop, bad cop. And that's the only way I feel sometimes being in the situation that we are, like, you know, with her being a stepmom, I think that benefits us, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, there's always a way.
And plus, they always go to her for everything, right? They go to her, like, they tell her, all the fucking secrets, you know, and she tells me, you know.
I'm just like that here too, bro. Like the kids go to her and they're like, they'll have her back and everything's like, with me, what about, what the fuck am I, chopped liver fuckers?
Yeah, I'm not going to answer that one, Andy, but,
Dick.
Yeah. Hey, I noticed there was like some, like tents or those, you know, canopies out there by that, that little spot right there across the street, the Bliss Showgirls.
That's a family restaurant.
Are they open again?
Dude, that's what I'm thinking. Like, I'm thinking we should go. Like, let's go right now. And, like, after this, but Homeboy's all the way over there in Corona.
Homeboy's not even here. He's not even here. He should have been here.
No, but we can go. Let's go check it out real quick. Because my girl's already mad at me, though. What do you say, Andy? Come on.
Wait a minute. no, I'm not. I can't go.
Dude, wait, come on.
Before the pandemic, they had midgets on Wednesday. Are they still there?
They had what on Wednesdays?
Actually, before the pandemic, they had midget on Wednesday.
Oh, no. Oh, I don't know. I've never seen
midget Wednesdays, man. You ever seen a fucking midget stripper?
No.
You haven't lived.
What are you saying? Come
you
on.
Haven't lived.
Let's go down. Come on, my girl's already mad at me.
Well, one more before we end the podcast. Advice for people that are raising kids nowadays. You can go first, Roger.
Fuck up your kid. Fuck them up.
Or Chris.
Honestly, there's you know, I think a lot of parents are probably, yeah, they're afraid to spank their kids because they think, shoot,
fuck them
you
up.
Know, my neighbor's going to call the cops or someone's going to go to the teacher. But you know what? Just, you know, we're not saying beat them up, beat their ass. Like, you know, when I say beat, you know, beat their ass, don't literally beat their ass. Obviously, you know, they won't. But you have to. When all else fails, I'm just saying, that's what I'm saying. When all else fails, dude, get the belt. That's the Wonder One. That's
when a friend comes up to me and says, hey, I'm going to be a dad, my first advice is spank them while they're young. That's all I got.
For sure.
Spank them while they're young.
For sure. That's,
Chris already said fuck them up, so.
Well, we know what he means.
Nah, I know what he means. I know what he means. People, he's not talking about physically beating their kids.
No, that's what he's talking about.
No.
That's why I said I know what he means.
No.
Oh.
I'm not saying fucking hit them till they turn blue. I'm just saying, look, it's okay to fucking backhand them once in a while. You know what I mean?
But at a certain age, yeah, why not? Backhand them at a certain age.
Yeah, at a certain age, yes. Yeah. But there's a reason why we have health care. There's a reason why we work and we have health care. Okay, and there's a reason why we have a dental plan. So when I knock those fucking teeth out of your mouth, I'm going to put them right back in.
Yeah.
That's going to be an expensive spanking.
It's all right. It's worth it. If he's gonna learn and you know, like, you know, start acting right. You know what I mean? Just
hey, we gotta hit that deductible somehow, cabrones.
That's right.
Well, Chris, I gotta have you in here, brother. It would have been more fun with you being here. You guys could have gone to the Bliss.
For sure, next time, man, for sure.
But
Andy, let's go.
Pérate, we're finishing the podcast first.
Let's go.
I can't announce on the podcast. My wife listens.
Well, it's okay, piss her off, then we can go.
But anyways, boys, thank you for being on the podcast. Thank you for sharing you guys' stories. And again, Chris, we got to have you in here eventually. I think you and Roger get along just great. Obviously, hey, you guys just did right now.
Hold on. Chris, have you seen Andy? Like, you see him, like, once in a while in the field or no?
No, say that again.
Do you see Andy when you're out on the field and stuff ever? Like, sometimes, yes, no?
No, not really. He's, we consider... Is he still listening? We kind of consider like guys like him, like the peasants.
What a dick.
Well, listen. Here's the trip. When you come in here, I mean, you know, when he first started, he's like, yeah, I'm going to have my little podcast and this and that. Cool. He got his little gadget going. I'm like, oh, cool. Then he put his little table with his little cowboy banner on it and all that stuff. And then he's like, hey, I'm going to start getting filters. Hey, I'm going to get the top-notch microphones. I said, all right, cool. You're moving on up. Every single time I come, dog, he looks like crap, dog. He got fucking huaraches on and some shorts and a tore-up shirt. I said, dog, I know. And then he goes, hey, can I have you for a podcast? I said, sure, I'll come over. I get you dressed up. Today's actually the only day I've come with, like my work gear. I just came with straight out of work. But I'll come say, okay, let me put my shirt. I said, I'm going to look fly for the podcast. You know what I mean? I know there's no cameras, but so I'm going to fly, right? I'm going to wear a nice shirt. I'm going to change. And this guy's always on this. Look at his neck, dog. His shirt on his neck is like loose as hell, bro. It's like looks almost like a muscle shirt. That's how loose the neck part is. And it's I'm like, damn, dog, you care about all this, and at least, you know what I mean? Come on, you have guests. Come on, bro.
It's just you, bro. It's just no,
I
you.
Bet you. I bet you if Chris would have came down, he's gonna have his nice kicks on. Not some fucking
because some we dress for work with slacks and polos. So yes, he would have came dressed nice.
But even though if it would be, let's say it was on a weekend, I'm sure he would come in his weekend.
We got off top. We got off topic. Let's end the podcast, boys.
When you come, AOV, you're gonna be like, "Damn, he do dress like crap."
But you telling you, dude, they're like the peasants, bro. They're like the peasants. We don't affiliate ourselves with them.
Wow. Well, like I end every podcast, boys. Thank you for riding with me.
All right, see you. Later, peace, guys. Peace. Late.
Fuck them up.
Thank you for listening to Ride With Me, the Flat Tire Indie Podcast. You can also listen to us on iTunes, Spotify, and Podbean.